This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. Hi. Welcome to our discussion of the day's events, things that are going on that impact you and your lives. Jennifer Horn is here with impactful thoughts on what's going on, as is Jennifer Horn. See, Jennifer Horn is here twice. Victoria Keelan is here as well with Jay Kirshner. So the Democrats have agreed to a, $3.5 trillion budget. So how does the infrastructure bill that the Republicans don't want to have passed, because it's not an infrastructure bill, it's just a pork package, how does this get passed without them?
Yeah, well, this is just want to clear up what you said. This is not their budget. This is the budget committee that's got this new $3.5 trillion package to address human infrastructure. So the budget's already been passed. There's already been about $6 or $7 trillion that have been spent because of COVID and all of this just since the Biden administration took place. Well, now, remember, it was
That's not really true. The six or seven, that's an aggregate between Trump. I think it's about three.
No, I'm talking about since January. There have been a couple of packages that have already been passed that total about that amount of money.
And where's the money coming from?
I don't know. Check your wallet, because that's the big question. That's why even Joe Manchin is like, look, I'm not trying to block up the Democrats. I just want to make sure that we're not, you know, writing checks that we can't pay for.
Somebody with a conscience. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, good.
Yeah, well, and you know what? To be fair, by the way, Trump spent way too much as president. Fiscal conservatives would not be happy with the amount of spending that Trump did either. And so there's
everybody write that down. Victoria, did you get that? Trump made a mistake. Okay, keep going. Go ahead. Please.
All right. So if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, there was a big meeting, bipartisan meeting, and they came out and said they have a deal on infrastructure, right, after all this back and forth. They had a bipartisan deal. They were going to spend just under $1 trillion. 15 minutes later, and I'm not kidding, Biden's in front of a podium saying, well, I'm not going to sign that deal unless we take everything we didn't get and we put into a reconciliation package. Well, this is the reconciliation package, and it totals $3.5 trillion, which is not something you can just usually shove into a budget deal now or into an existing deal, right, into reconciliation. $3.5 trillion, usually it's like tweaks. It's not creating all of this new spending, and this is for human infrastructure. So they want to do bold provisions on climate change, Medicare, education. That was initially what Bernie Sanders would call for.
That's going to contribute to the inflation that you're now beginning to see.
It's already 5%.
5.4% so far this year, and this is compared to 2.6 or 2.4, 2.6, something like that, last year. So inflation last year for the whole year was less than 3%, and so far this year it's almost 6%. We're not at the end of the year yet. You don't think you're going to be paying? Where do you think that it's all about what we spent for COVID?
Well, and this is the tax on the middle class, on the lower class, on all of us that the Biden administration doesn't want to admit to.
Well,
since Trump left office, the national average, the gas price, has gone up $2. $2.
Well, yeah, that may be coincidental because of what else is going on.
Right, I'm sure.
The price of food. The communists, the Chinese. Here's Jackie Chan, who wants to now become an official member of the Communist Chinese Party because he wants to show his patriotism for his native land. And you wonder, we were talking about this off the air, whether he has been somehow or other compromised.
Blink once, Jackie. Yeah, I mean, this is what China does, right?
They buy the most visible Chinese guy.
And truly, a lot of times it's movie studios. Look at what they did to John Cena. Big, tough John Cena had to go out there and, like, kiss the ring of the Chinese.
So the reason I bring it up
that he said
is because we're tying this all together here, because Victoria's now already wondering, wait a minute, how did we get from the budget of Jackie
Chan? Because they're going to own our debt.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Lunch because we can't pay our debt, or eat our lunch because we're so inflated we're just printing money to pay for all this debt.
And they created it all with their virus. And so.
Yeah, but this is also something that doesn't have to be done. I mean, okay, so yes, the Chinese should be held accountable. But do we need infrastructure that's not infrastructure? Medicare, climate change, education, those are not infrastructure projects. They should be separate bills. They shouldn't all be put in under the umbrella of infrastructure. Infrastructure is hard. Infrastructure is roads, it's bridges, it's airports, it's stuff that people need to go from one point to the other. And it's something that Democrats and Republicans can agree on. So why not celebrate the win of bipartisanship, which I think at least most of us who are sort of reasonable are like hungry for something that is bipartisan, right? Take it, celebrate the win.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. What was that? You were sort of reasonable?
So I said people who are sort of reasonable.
I thought you said people like us who are sort of reasonable.
Yeah, we're sort of reasonable. Yeah. That want to have bipartisanship, right?
Okay.
And look for something, and here's something we can have. Why come out and say $3.5 trillion is now going to be jammed through on stuff that doesn't really have the support? I mean, they can do it. And look, elections have consequences, so if they want to do it, that's great, but they is it right?
Yeah. I think we are all sort of members of our gang here, the DJVers, are all sort of reasonable.
Yeah, I think we're sort of reasonable here.
Yeah, we are sort of reasonable. You're right. Mitch McConnell, not necessarily.
We always nail reasonable. But, you know.
Right. Mitch wants everybody to get vaccinated. I didn't realize he had polio.
That's why he's kind of a strange bird.
Mm-hmm. What, the polio made him a strange bird?
Well, I mean, he just has a strange, you know, he has that stature, and he was sick. He was a sick guy, kid.
He doesn't look well now. He never really looked well. So anyway, McConnell wants everybody to get vaccinated. I see that the top immunizer in Tennessee has suggested that teenagers may there get vaccinations. So what about that, Jay? You're in Nashville. What would you say once Mac grows into becoming a teenager, should he be allowed to get a vaccination without your consent? Because that's what the suggestion apparently is in Tennessee. What do you think about that?
Yeah, once he's 18.
Yeah. So, but this is younger than 18.
Oh, younger than 18. Okay.
Yeah, this is younger than 18.
No.
And by the way, the person
who
suggested that.
I mean, I would give my consent, but I want the option to.
The person who gave that, the person in charge of the health department of Tennessee, after she said that, she got fired. So,
well, because isn't that illegal? Wouldn't that have to be a law that has to change in order to make that? I mean, is age of consent for sex, is it the same as age of consent for vaccinations or tattoos?
What's age of consent for sex, 18?
Every state's different.
16, 15, some places.
I don't know.
Tennessee is probably 10. Oops, did I just say that?
Gosh, what is with you today?
I know, right?
All right, speaking of outrages, why not? Do you see the video of this white woman chasing the black woman around in Victoria's Secret and saying she wants this woman to stay away from her, but yet she's chasing her around the store?
Yeah, she's screaming, get her away from me, get her away from me. But she's the one chasing after.
Stop chasing her.
What is the matter with people?
And then she freaked out because she thought she was going to lose her job because the black woman started videoing her. So then she claimed she was having a panic attack, and then she turned into, like, this victim, and she's crying on the floor. I mean, it was the histrionics were just next level.
Yeah, people were calling
a lot of
for
panic
Oscars,
attacks.
Equating it to NBA's NBA players when they do the flop. And they got fouled.
No one's more dramatic in sports, though, than South American soccer players. That is where you see some serious drama.
All right. Speaking
I've had
of
a lot
drama.
Of panic attacks. Never chased anybody. I always want to be left alone.
Right.
Never done it.
Okay, so Tom Brady, speaking of folks that people like to talk about from the Tampa Bay football team, gets a rise out of his did you see some of this video? That's posted all over social media. He's taking a shot at some of the people that he formerly worked with, I think, in the Patriots organization. I think he still has lots of friends who are Patriots players. But anyway, he was at a camp and he named the kids a certain, the same name as some of the people they used to work with. There's no mention of Rob Gronkowski, your favorite, Jennifer, but apparently Amendola, Edelman, Welker are these guys that are in his wheelhouse.
They're all former cute. Patriots, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, Gronk is his current teammate on Tampa right. Bay, so maybe, yeah. You're maybe he's sticking to the theme.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I just thought it was kind of cute. 16 past the hour, you're with the cuteness program. Cuteness Personified is me, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay here. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Okay, I just said that. Mm-hmm. 18 past the hour. This is the DJV program. Norwegian Cruise Lines suing the state of Florida because Florida says that they are going the ban on vaccine requirements. They don't think that they think everybody should be required to have the shots in order to get on the cruise line. So would you make, if you were making plans to take a cruise, would you look at the requirements for vaccines before you decided I'm going
to
go on this line
versus that?
You have
to these days, right?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems kind of strange. Why are they doing that in Florida?
Florida wants to be, you know, DeSantis wants to run for president, and he wants to be very, like, you know, freedom, and we do whatever we want, and Florida's awesome.
It's not DeSantis. It's our country. Freedom and liberty. I mean, that's
justice for all.
No, freedom from vaccines and freedom from COVID and freedom from shutdowns. That's the whole thing.
I'm feeling a little ticked because I'm supposed to be going to Hawaii in a few months for work, and I feel like I'm being forced to get a vaccine to go to Hawaii. And I think that's
who's forcing you, though?
The government is making, I mean, the government requirement is that you either stay in quarantine for 10 days or you get a vaccine.
Well, I thought Hawaii dropped all the quarantines.
No, it's still there.
And they've been inundated. Hawaii has been inundated with people since things started, travel started. I mean, you can't get into the beach.
I've had friends vacation in Hawaii recently, and they didn't have to quarantine because they said that's why they went, because they dropped it.
Yeah, you either have to show 10 days. You either have to go 32 or 72 hours with a test beforehand, or you have to show status of vaccine, or you have to quarantine for 10 days, the length of your stay. Maybe it's island by island, but this is, I just read the requirements.
Is this a trip to Hawaii that I'm supposed to go on with you?
My friends did the test. No.
This is a requirement, right, that I'm going with you?
No.
To Hawaii? Really? That's not the one?
No, that's not the one. It's a different one.
Ah, okay. It's 21 half the hour on the DJV program.
I'll go with you anytime, though.
Thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Alright. I'm going through my envelopes looking for money. It's 23 past the hour here on the DJV program. Trending items, including Ashley Graham expecting baby number 2. She does still have that overbite.
That's pretty fast, right?
Still,
but no, she's very pregnant, though. Yeah, like she just has been kind of holding back on the announcement.
When did she have the baby? I mean, it feels fast.
Her first one's 17 months, I think.
Oh, alright.
So, yeah.
Like her.
Am I the only person that it drives me crazy when people are like, oh, my baby's 18 months? Your baby is 1.5.
Really,
I only said 17.
After one, why do we have to
that.
Still do months?
Yeah. I only said
well, Jay,
that
I'm 422 months old.
Yeah, when people are like, oh, that's no, so-and-so is 21 months. I'm like, what? How old is that? Like,
it's funny
I'm
when we switch from months to years, right?
Yeah. Well, the time... What is it? Time travels, time moves on, et cetera, et cetera. There's a video that's trending of the Biebs yelling at his wife. Okay, so what's the story behind the story here, Jay Kirshner?
Videos, everything you see online, not always as it seems. He was not yelling. Somebody had posted that video, went viral, had more than 1 million views, and then they took it down because other people who were there were like, no, he was just running on adrenaline. He just performed. He was telling a story. He was being animated. They were laughing and smiling. He was not yelling.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Why do people want to make it out like he's still a bad guy? He loves his
especially
wife. They're a young,
he's done
cute
so
couple.
Much. Yeah, he's done so much to turn it around. He was you know, so awful before.
Yeah. Just let him be. Let him
Let him be.
It's so, Hollywood. They're going to get divorced. Let them enjoy life while they're together.
As they
okay?
can. Right. Exactly. All right, so let's see. Who is Olivia Rodrigo? Apparently, she is somebody that's popular with the teenagers. Is that every teenager? Or?
And the 30-something.
Just like a perfect grandpa statement, right?
Right. I love Olivia Rodrigo.
Teenagers.
All right,
she's amazing. Her Sour album is awesome. She was on, she's a Disney chick, so she came from a show called Bizardvark, and then she moved to Disney Plus on a series called High School Musical, The Series. That's the real title. And then she put out an album, and her album slaps. It's awesome. It really is.
So what's
her
job going to be? She's going to promote vaccines, right, for people that are 5 years old? What's what did we decide yesterday was Gen Z? Is that people that are under 50?
6 to 24.
24.
Okay. So is this the right pick? I'm sure before he was told to pick her, he didn't know who she was either. Come on. Why would he know who
Wait,
Olivia
who's
Rodrigo?
Wait, I'm Biden. Joe Biden.
Okay, the
we
president.
Didn't get the story out here. Okay, so Joe Biden has chosen Olivia Rodrigo to do what?
So push the vaccine.
Yeah, help be somebody who is promoting the vaccine. She met with Biden and Fauci in regards to the vaccine and everything.
Got it. Okay. Right.
Why are you laughing, Jennifer?
Because for a minute, I felt like I was at a tennis match. I'm like,
yeah, I'm trying to, like, you know, like, level the playing field here for everybody listening who's totally confused like I am.
Sometimes
so.
I think it's just me, and I'm like, okay, is it just not sinking in? It's early,
no,
stress,
it's not
like,
you.
What's going on? And then I was like, no, I don't
my
think anybody
fault.
Knows what's happening.
I think we got that yesterday in our staff meeting. It's always my fault. That's really what it's
about. Just remember that.
Yeah.
That's the takeaway.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, MJ Rodriguez. Here's another name that everybody doesn't know. What's the story, or at least everybody my age doesn't know, but everybody else apparently does. So what's the story with, is this a woman or a man?
She is a woman. She is the first out trans woman to be nominated for a lead actress for the Emmys, and also the first trans person to be nominated in any of the lead categories.
Okay. Oh, what's her name?
MJ Rodriguez.
No, I'm blanking on the other actress who didn't. I thought she got nominated for Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. That was
why am I blanking on her name?
Laverne Cox.
Yeah. Hey,
see, here,
Doug.
I've got the answer
wow.
to that question. How about that?
Nice job.
Pretty good, huh? And you think
you
I don't
home
know
for the rest
nothing.
Of the day. I know, right? You're done.
Nailed
okay,
it.
We're all done at the moment for this half hour. 28 past the hour now.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Mike, I understand you need the park.
Carly's Car Shop demands more engine fixing horsepower. They need to floor it to find their staff some backup.
We need to finish up that coupe today. It cannot be here for another 2 weeks.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Apotheosis in the mirror. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Apotheosis is the perfect example or form of something. In terms of people, it's the elevation of someone to a divine status. The prefix apo means quite or completely, and theos is the Greek word for God. To reach apotheosis is the ultimate. For many major religions, there is a singular or multiple figures who are the literal apotheosis. For some faiths, the divine is within, which means we are all the apotheosis of humanity. Now, that seems like a lot of pressure, or is it? Maybe the goal isn't becoming divine, but recognizing that you already are. It would be much more difficult, for example, to get caught up in the pettiness of life if we fully accepted that divinity is within us, because we might more likely focus our energy and attention on bigger thoughts and ideas. Whatever your belief system, strive to recognize the apotheosis in the mirror.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC is reporting the Delta variant of the coronavirus that was initially identified in India now accounts for about 58% of all COVID-19 cases in the United States. The proportion was estimated at 31% for the 2 weeks prior. The Delta variant seems to be targeting unvaccinated or partially vaccinated folks. Heavy flooding in Germany has turned streams and streets into raging rivers, sweeping away cars and causing some buildings to collapse. Fatalities have been reported. The full extent of the damage in the region was still unclear after many villages were cut off by floodwaters and landslides that made roads impassable. Dick Tidrow, a former New York Yankees pitcher and longtime member of the San Francisco Giants front office, died suddenly Saturday in Lee Summit, Missouri. He was 74. A former Marine, he attended high school and college in the East Bay suburb of Hayward, California. USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the Biden administration's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to be debated, let's get an update with where things stand now. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is leading a charge in the Senate to maintain a Trump-era policy that allowed for the swift expulsion of illegal immigrants at the border based on the potential threat to public health due to the coronavirus pandemic. In March 2020, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a Title 42 expulsion order to prevent the spread of COVID-19 across the southern border, which the Biden administration has been reportedly considering ending, something Cruz is not a fan of.
Well, we're hearing concerning reports that the Biden administration intends to end enforcement under Title 42. Title 42 is the legal authority that allows you with illegal immigrants when they come to expel them and expel them quickly because of the pandemic. And then the Biden administration is making noise. They want to end that. I've introduced legislation this week to maintain the protections of Title 42. Listen, there's still a global pandemic. Many Americans have gotten vaccinated. I've gotten vaccinated. But a lot of the people coming here illegally, they haven't. And as we see new variants of this disease, we've seen the disaster of Joe Biden's open border policy.
Cruz speaking there on Fox and Friends. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The hour now on the DJV program, the upbeat, up-tempo DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Jay Kirshner. We're learning more about life, love, and happiness every day. So, Victoria, give us an update on the Miami situation with these apartment buildings, will you?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, you know, the digging out of the rubble of Surfside remains. But there are some other apartment buildings down in Miami that are now, there's another one that's being evacuated, and they found concrete deterioration, so they deemed it not safe anymore for people to live, and they're inspecting. There's another 82-year-old building that's been slowly evacuating residents since May, and the owners decided that they're going to demolish that building in December. So this is kind of, I think we're going to kind of see a trend of these, you know, post-war similar apartment buildings, 14, 15 stories, sometimes more than that, you know, around that size of the Surfside Towers. I think we're going to start to see a lot of those buildings having, you know, getting a really good second look. My sister-in-law lives in New York City, and we were just talking about all the buildings having to be recertified, and people in condos and co-ops in New York City are very concerned about this, and this is something You know, we talked about the Surfside building a couple weeks ago, how they had $15 million set aside, and it was all cosmetic. They weren't even going to do structural work. It was all cosmetic stuff. And that's what too many buildings do. You know, you get on the board, and everybody argues about, well, we need a new pool, or we need the pool to look nicer, and it's they don't worry about, you know, the integrity of the structure. And so a lot of residents in major cities everywhere are starting to kind of question their own boards and where the money's going, where their maintenance fees are going every month, and how safe the buildings are.
Well, okay. I think we lost Doug.
Yeah, we
sometimes
lost Doug.
We never know. There's
I thought I lost
for a minute. For a minute, I thought I lost everybody. I was like,
I know.
It's funny when we do this show, it is from all different locations. And so sometimes we hear these blips in silence. No one knows who it exactly is. But I think, Victoria, you bring up, when we talk about this condo, there's going to be an overreaction. And some of it is going to be justified because, mm-hmm. obviously, in the Surfside condo, everybody overlooked the problems. They didn't think that they had to move quickly because no one would ever imagine that a building would crumble. Nobody ever thought that. And so they mm-hmm. put these things off. Now you're going to have the gross overreaction where you're going to have every building going, oh my gosh, we cannot have this same thing go on. And then here we are, you know, investigating everybody's property and making people move out of the buildings that they've lived in for a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, is that the right move? I mean, probably somewhere in the middle is the right answer as usual.
And as much as an inconvenience as it would probably feel to have to be displaced like that, I think that's better than the alternative.
Oh, God, yeah.
Better to be inconvenienced than, you know.
Yeah, than to have your building come down.
Completely crumble.
All right. We will take a quick break here. We'll try to reconnect with Doug. But we've got a story that I want to share with you ladies about secrets. Do you keep them? Is it a good idea? Is it healthy to have a secret? As the DJV show continues, the 37 minutes past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing Noble lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Noble forklifts pay for themselves over time and that increases your bottom line. Noble Lift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at nobleliftna.com/save.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Do you love all things metaphysical? Then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit yourhiddenpowershow.com or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
All right, it's 40 past the hour. For those of you who are wondering what the heck is going on, communication. We're in the communication business. Sometimes we don't communicate as well as we need to. I said to the ladies earlier today that I didn't feel well, and that's a rarity for me because I'm normally on the top of my game, feel great physically. However, I have not felt particularly well the last 24 hours or so, and I attribute much of it to the weather, the fact that there's this heavy, heavy, heavy cloud. The fog is as thick as pea soup here today, and it's been really, it's so wet, and I think this stuff is beginning to weigh on me physically. It, you know, it weighs on you emotionally. I think you haven't seen the sun for 2 weeks, and you begin to think, okay, I better go somewhere where there's some sun, because there hasn't been any. And I look at the forecast here, the next 10 days from the Weather Channel, looks like the same stuff. Every single day, we have rain, showers, thunderstorms, and that sort of thing. And usually when it says, okay, it's a 15% chance, or it doesn't make any difference now. There's a shower every day in the forecast for the next week. And it has been like this for now. It's actually over 2 weeks. So I think there's some of that stuff, because the pukiness in the air, with all the allergies that I seem to have from, not just people say, well, you do the farm, you're allergic to all that stuff. I'd be allergic to it whether it was on the farm or I wasn't on the farm. That's why I like the Navage, frankly, and other things that help you to clean it up. But it's just cutting, it's making me feel, my stomach is upset, Frank, because of all of the mucus and things that are blowing around. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, having said that, the Cuban situation, I would like to visit that for a bit to see where we are.
Let's get back to what Jen teased, the secrets.
Oh, the secret. Okay. I was gonna do that, too. I
thought one thing you should keep a secret is your stomach situation.
We can have both. That's one secret you should keep. It's be like, hey, we had a technical problem.
Right. Well, that's the story. All right, so what
I technically
secrets?
Had to run.
Yes, right. Get out of my way.
All right. So secrets, they may be, well, sometimes secrets can be fun, sometimes yeah. Not so much. But there was a survey, I thought this was interesting, of 2,000 British adults. And they talked about their deepest secrets. And it turns out that of things people keep secrets about, at the top of the list, mental health, hygiene, and...
That would be a secret, like that you stink and you haven't taken a shower.
That you don't shower, that you don't wash your hair maybe more than once every 2 weeks.
But if you're in the same vicinity, it's not a secret.
It's not a secret.
Yeah. Right.
It's only a secret for so long, and then it's not. So here's how it played out. So they say that mental health is number one. That's what people don't tell people. So, you know, that's understandable. Maybe you're
so
diagnosed
personal.
With depression or anxiety. You don't want to say, hey, I'm Jen. I have anxiety. How you doing? Although I do sometimes. And then second is embarrassing or cringeworthy incident. You know those things that you just want to go away. I think many of us keep that
secret. Doug shares all of those with us.
I know. I think we like keeping those secrets because we don't even want to acknowledge them to ourselves. And then third, people admitted to keeping secrets about affairs. So one in five adults, 18%, keep their secrets simply to avoid relationship issues. Just over one in 10 say that they admit keeping a secret to avoid police scrutiny. One in five are most likely to keep a secret from their mothers, and 16% don't even tell their best friends about all of their secrets. Now, 16% don't tell their partners the whole truth all the time. Of that group, 14% of them say they constantly dread their significant other uncovering their secret or their hidden truth. 13% say they wouldn't even tell their loved ones about a big lottery win. And apparently it's important to mention that respondents confess that keeping secrets inflicts a heavy psychological toll. All in all, the poll concludes that over a quarter of adults see their day-to-day decision-making being influenced by the weight of the secrets that they carry.
Mm.
So what about you guys? You keep secrets?
Hmm. What's the secret you've been keeping from me, Jennifer?
What is a good secret I could tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Told you Larry Elder's running for governor.
That's not a secret. It's all over everywhere.
Was for a little while.
Yeah, it wasn't really a great kept secret, but
no. It was actually
I was able to Google it.
And actually, he might do okay
He will do okay.
I think he's got a lot of attention.
So how about like people have okay? So on the list, people say that they have affairs, one night stands, illness. Some of them hide smoking. Some have faked an illness to avoid work. That's probably a popular one. Some people hide the money they spend on food, time they spend in bars or pubs. The number of maybe their past sexual partners.
The way to get over that is to be like me. Live alone, and you don't have to have any secrets from anybody. That's right.
There was it was kind of a bombshell. We did, on the radio show that I used to be on, we had people anonymously call in and, like, divulge secrets that they just wanted to get off their chest. Mm-hmm. And this lady called in, and she goes, I go grocery shopping once a week. And my husband knows that I spend a couple $100 a week, you know, at the grocery store. And she said, but what he doesn't know is that I add in Visa gift cards into the bill.
She has more money.
So she ends up having, like, thousands of dollars of discretionary income to just
That's a Lucy
with.
Award.
Good That's brilliant. I like that.
All right, so, Jay, nuts. Should we ask people to
What's
anonymously...
What's the biggest secret you're keeping?
Yeah,
right?
Do you keep secrets, and what are they about?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good secret. All right, so who's Ed Buck? Didn't you tease that, too? Find out. I want to know about...
you want to do it now, or do you... I think we should wait.
All right. Hold on for a second, because it's 47 past the hour.
Right.
Oh. All right, we already have enough. We're up to date. See, I'm used to doing things the other way. Is this real life? Yeah, of course.
I feel like that kid after the dentist. Remember the kid after the dentist? He's all high, and he's like, is this real life?
Pentagon says about 70% of the military has received at least one dose of COVID. COVID vaccine. Right. So is that's a good step forward, isn't it? Under the circumstances.
Sure.
I got a thing from Dr. Ken Kronos, who is one of the two doctors that's associated with this program. He is very concerned about the number of cases rising. They have doubled over the past 3 weeks. And he said there was one reason and one reason only that the cases have gone up, and that is because people are not getting vaccinated. So if you think he has any credibility at all, and I think he does, I think both of them do, very interesting, because they both voted for the same guy in the last election, and it wasn't Biden, but they have very different points of view when you get away from politics.
I was curious about this, though, because, okay, so the vaccine or the number of cases are going up a little bit in California with what they say is the Delta variant. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. But also the number of vaccines are going up. So we're almost at herd immunity. Almost 70% of our population in California has the shot. So I was talking the other day about where these cases are coming from, and I was just speculating, and I'm just asking you guys what you think, because none of us are doctors, but if it's not a vaccine issue, what is causing that spike in cases? Is it that more people are traveling and maybe more people are taking tests because they want to either go places or
some
they want to
make
see if they're okay when they come back?
They'll make
maybe
the
more
mask.
People are testing because these are cases, not necessarily cases of illness. These are just positive test results. So
they'll make the mask issue, Jennifer. They'll make the mask say it's because we're not wearing masks.
Maybe people are in California. So.
Yeah. I don't know. Listen, it's hard to nail this down. Actually, I think that's Ken's point. 10 before the hour.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95.
I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Past the hour now, it's time for us to spend some time, quality time, with astrologer and best-selling author, yes, very quality time.
Oh, yes.
Laura Banks is here from the Star Gal Network and the astrological signs. Where the heck is the moon? We've had nothing but rain here in the Northeast, so I haven't seen the stars, the sky. I don't know where the moon is. I don't know what time of the month it is. It's right, exactly. There's rain. Rain and more.
You're sensitive and you can't take it anymore.
Right.
Well, it's in a good place for you, Scorpio radio man, because it's in new moon in Cancer on the 9th. Those new moons are so great for new beginnings, and that was just Friday. And that just sets us up. If everyone just knew when that new moon was every month, they'd know that's the day to start the new projects, forget the rain, you know, tremendous time for sensitivities and being aware of the home and nurturing and getting your families closer to you and your friends and knowing that you've got to take care of your body inside and out and your heart and soul of your foundational relationships.
So hard to take all of these words and make them, you know, the whole business about timing and how important timing is.
Timing.
We talk a lot about retrograde, planets in retrograde and not doing things in that time. And people just kind of get consumed with their own lives, and they throw their hands up and say, well, I'm not. I mean, I would never make a new deal, during a retrograde, a Mercury retrograde. I just wouldn't. But I would finish another deal that I had started, and I would sign off on it. That's fairly safe. But sometimes we I guess that's better as a question to you, Laura. Do we overcook emotionally? Do we clutter up our reality? And how do we learn how to get away from that so that we can live our lives? Because all of the stuff, we put it together, woof, it'll make you crazy.
Oh, I know. You know, it's just so much, even I'm working on, is structure.
Mm-hmm.
So structure in your day, and I think we're still in the shadow of the COVID, where I'm still drawn to my back room of my house.
You know, that year, I think, traumatized a lot of us, some more than others, probably the sensitives in the world more than others. And the way back it feels to me is to be present to time management, to goal setting, to having to get up and go do that thing. Right now is a very good time for all of us to be, again, what are we looking at? So this time is family.
Well, we're looking at
people. You look at the movements of the calendar and it'll tell you what you could do each month is what I'm trying to say.
I think, and maybe I'm bringing myself around because of a lady that you and I talked to this week. Mm-hmm. I think we're emotionally cluttered to the nth degree. And we're more sensitive to it because we allow ourselves either listening to the radio or watching television or looking at the news, however it is, what it is that brings it. I see it in my six-year-old grandson. He's mesmerized. And if I'm talking to him while he now is learning how to play games, you know, educational games or stuff, maybe a little Sesame Street, but he won't talk when he's looking at that damn screen.
We're in an overwhelmed time with too much information coming at us, and all the more reason why astrology's become more important. I take it back to that. You know, if we just could, I mean, it really, I'm always soothed when I look at Susan Miller's calendar, who I think we could bring back on and look at some deals with, because you understand, like, today is a beautiful day, Venus conjunct Mars in Leo 20th degree. What a great day to go and make a date or go somewhere and talk to a stranger. You know, it can declutter your world to know there's this whole universe out there working in your favor. If you tune into what it is, it's like having a Mercedes and never looking under the hood. You know, you need to understand the fine mechanisms of opportunity, the days where you know you just need to chill, and that can give some relief from the clutter that we're experiencing. That's my very strong belief. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it time and again. You know, like Jennifer Lopez, I've been saying she's a Leo. Well, she's got Leo rising, but she's right on the cusp of Cancer. And so you see her struggling, and this is not an easy thing for her to bounce from guy to guy. Cancerians they want home and structure and predictability.
She seems to be hot to trot. Now they're trying to find a house to live in together in L.A.
Well, it could be, you know, because that Cancer wants to rush in, you know, and he's got that Leo energy and he's got Cancer as well. They're very similar in their charts, and that's often the case in relationships where the two people are born close to each other. We had a guest once, Doug, that taught us that, you know, it's always someone who's a month or two away from you, and that's what they have going. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they will be the real thing. But you see her struggling. Cancerians, which is the sign we're in now, are people that need structure.
All right. So about structure, that's the latest vibe from astrologer at Star Gal Network, Laura Banks. Check it out, stargalnetwork.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.